Thanks for tuning in to Mailbox Radio Prague's weekly program that gives you, the listeners, a chance to comment on our broadcasts. We have had two complaints recently from the winners of our monthly competitions that their parcels never arrived. We are very sorry to hear that. All competition prizes are mailed to the winners immediately after their names are announced on Mailbox. So if the parcels have not been delivered yet, they probably got lost somewhere on the way, for which I'm afraid Radio Prague bears no responsibility. In the past, we tried resending the parcels, but often with the same result. Also on the subject of our competition prizes, this email came from S.J. Akbula from Nigeria.
I'm a regular listener to this station. I once participated in the mystery person contest of this station. Though I appreciate the gift or prize that you forwarded to me, I would like you to make a major change to the type of gift or prize that you give to the winners. For instance, sending an audio CD to a prize winner, especially those who have no idea of the Czech language, is not proper. It is better if you can give such a person a video CD. At least he would be able to enjoy it better than an audio CD.
I hope that everyone understands that the prizes Radio Prague gives out for the monthly quizzes are rather symbolic. T-shirts, music CDs, books and so on. Because the number of our listeners taking part grew so rapidly a few years ago and so many of you put a lot of effort into the answers, the English section increased the number of winners each month from 1 to 4 in 2006. So there is a quadruple chance a particular listener will win. I hope you understand we cannot increase the value of the goodies without further straining our budget. If you'd like to win something of a more substantial value, you can take part in our annual contest. But there are many more participants and the winner is carefully selected by jury rather than drawn by chance. Our listener Francesco Rida lives in Canada.
Hello, I just listened to part of a broadcast on the Canadian CBC from Prague Radio about tramping. Is this broadcast on tramping available on your website and how do I access it? Please let me know.
The program, A Panorama by Rosie Johnson, is available both in audio and text on our website. You will find the precise link in the transcript of this Mailbox program. If you want to look up a particular program on our website and you don't remember the name of the feature, that is, whether it was a spotlight or a panorama or a talking point, for example, you can use the search box on the right-hand side of the homepage, www.radio.cz/English. For example, if you type in tramping, this particular article comes up on top of the list of the search results. Christopher Larkosh from Rhode Island says he sent the following message using his BlackBerry.
Just a brief note to express my appreciation for tonight's program. I enjoyed the report on the anniversary of Czechoslovakia and the visit to the town of Slavonice. Not only was I not too familiar with it, but I also learned about the town of Delč. Both sound like interesting places to visit. I used to listen to Radio Prague on shortwave and received QSL cards and even a magnet. I still have on my refrigerator after all these years. Now I listen on satellite, which ensures perfect reception and allows me to enjoy your programs even more.
Our regular listener Linda Mary Hauptmann from the United States writes that she read with great interest our recent news story about a poll that suggests that 41% of Czechs are most ashamed of the 1950s communist show trials and that 17% believe that the most shameful event in the country's history was its surrender to Nazi Germany in 1938. Linda adds,
"What I don't understand is why Czechs feel ashamed over the surrender to Nazi Germany. From what my dad told me, I have concluded from reading history books, Czechoslovakia did not surrender. Instead, Neville Chamberlain, the British Prime Minister, predecessor to Winston Churchill, handed the country over to Hitler without consulting with either the people of Czechoslovakia or their legal, democratically elected leadership. Peace in our time, a cowardly weakling's concession to a terrorist. If anyone should feel ashamed, it is the leadership of the countries who thought that the appeasement was such a good idea, especially considering it wasn't their own territory they were handing over."
Thank you once again for all your comments and reception reports that you've sent us from all around the world. All that remains today is to repeat our November competition question. Which Czech composer came to be known as Il Divino Boemo, or the Divine Bohemian? Please send us your answers by the end of the month to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague. Have a very good week, and until next Sunday, take care.
Mailbox with Pavla Horáková. And as always, keep those questions coming. The address to write to is english@radio.cz. Or you can write to Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099, the Czech Republic, of course. And if you'd like to look up those comments, well, the place to go for that to either read or listen is radio.cz, our address on the internet. Very easy to remember, very easy to access, radio.cz.